Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. If winter comes, can spring be far behind? We're months away from the North Carolina Azalea Festival, but it starts with art at next week's Fourth Friday Gallery Night. Stephen Meinhold, this year's president, and Allison Berenger English, festival director, join me to talk about the first event of the season, the unveiling of the official artwork for 2020.
Next Friday, November 22nd, at Artworks, we'll be unveiling the official artwork for the 73rd North Carolina Azalea Festival. We're very excited that Todd Kerrigan is the next year's festival artist for 2020. He's from here in Wilmington. He was trained at Savannah College of Art and Design, and he's painted a beautiful painting. The tradition is the festival president, along with the board of directors, selects the festival artist. And I had a particular inspiration for this year. I was looking for a painter who could do portraiture and landscape. What Todd has created is an amazing moment in time. He's captured it in art. The celebration of spring and of Wilmington and the Azalea Festival.
The actual art unveiling has been going on for about 20 so years, and it's just a great kickoff to start the festival. We love to honor a local artist and showcase their work. We've been able to help a lot of artists kind of get started in their careers and also, like with Todd, just celebrate everything that he's done to date. So we're very excited to have his, all of his artwork is going to be on display at the Artworks for the art unveiling, and then at 6 p.m., we're going to do the official unveiling.
Again, the event will coincide with Fourth Friday Gallery Night on November 22nd from 6 to 9 at more than 20 galleries and art spaces in downtown Wilmington. The unveiling will take place at the Artworks located at 200 Willard Street. If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're talking with Stephen Meinhold, president of the North Carolina Azalea Festival this year, and Allison Berenger English, the festival director. Stephen says he's excited to put his imprint on this year's festival.
Our board of directors has 6 members, and we're a stepladder board. So when you start off as secretary of the board, you actually work your way up until you're Azalea Festival president. And I'm honored to be Azalea Festival president. It's really a community event. I feel strongly about our community and where we live in this place and space and time of the year in Wilmington. And one of my goals was to increase the partnerships that the Azalea Festival has. In addition to the artwork that we're celebrating, we've also announced a partnership with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, and the Azalea Festival has commissioned its first piece of music, which will be celebrated on Sunday, March 29th at the Wilson Center.
The festival actually runs April 1st through the 5th, and Allison says 2 acts have already been confirmed.
Our Thursday night show is going to be Aaron Lewis. He is a country artist. And then Saturday night, the Avett Brothers will be coming back to the festival. And, you know, the Avett Brothers have been here before, but they're such a huge hit, and Wilmington just embraces them. They're North Carolina born and bred. Our mission as a festival is to promote the arts and culture of Wilmington, and that's been happening for 73 years now. We started that first year really to help drive the economy here in Wilmington during that time, 1948. Some community leaders got together and really wanted to bring an event to bring people out to spend some money to help boost the economy in Wilmington. And 73 years later, that's still one of our main missions.
Stephen says he's also excited about another longstanding tradition.
In addition to celebrating an artist every year, for many years now, we've been running a youth art contest, and that youth art contest will kick off in the next few weeks. Students all over New Hanover County, Brunswick County, Pinckney County, in fact, counties all across North Carolina, and we've even had submissions from other states into the art contest in previous years.
Allison, how can people become involved with the festival?
So we have applications online for people who want to participate in any aspect of the festival. Businesses, individuals can be vendors down at our street fair. We can have businesses and individuals participate in our parade, which is always Saturday morning of the Azalea Festival. People can go online and sign up to be a volunteer or to be a donor of the festival. So all of those things are online now. We also have an office on Oleander Drive that is open year-round. And so we love to have people come in and talk to us and see us there. And we can help people with any way that they want to jump into the festival.
Again, the North Carolina Azalea Festival art unveiling takes place on Friday, November 22nd at the Artworks, 200 Willard Street, as part of Fourth Friday Gallery Night. More information on Fourth Friday Gallery Nights is available at artswilmington.org. More information about the Azalea Festival is available at ncazaleafestival.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.